For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Legendary comic strip artist Jerry Dumas died last week in Greenwich at the age of 86. Despite a two-year battle with cancer, Dumas continued to work on comic strips like Beetle Bailey until just recently. The story of how artist and writer Jerry Dumas got into comic strips starts with a road trip in 1956.
He drove out from Arizona to sort of pursue his career in the New York City area. And he got a tip that, you know, Mort Walker was looking for maybe a new assistant.
That's Brian Walker, son of Mort Walker, the legendary artist behind the comic strips Beetle Bailey and High and Lois.
And he just turned up in his driveway one day and said, I'd like to work as a cartoonist, and Mort hired him on the spot.
Mort Walker's hunch about the young artist was spot on. Dumas and Walker worked side by side in Greenwich for the next 60 years, turning Beetle Bailey and High and Lois into two of the most popular comic strips of all time. Brian Walker says the pair worked so well together because they played to each other's strengths.
Jerry had a sort of a wittier, sort of a clever approach to his writing and what he contributed that sort of balanced out with the sort of slapstick visual humor that my father loved so much. So I think the combination of those two things had a lot to do with the success of Beetle Bailey.
It was Dumas's clever and witty side that spawned an experimental and visionary project called Sam's Strip, where the main character, Sam, ran his own comic strip. Each week, iconic characters from other comic strips, like Dagwood and Popeye, all meticulously drawn by Dumas, would stop by and become part of the plot.
There was a lot of self-referential humor, and there were characters from other comic strips that would come to visit. It was kind of ahead of its time in terms of the humor. Had a lot of social comment, political comment, and it never really took off.
Sam's strip lasted less than 2 years before it was pulled in 1963, but historians credit it as one of the first high-concept, postmodern comic strips. Brian Walker says he'll remember Dumas as a well-read and funny man who had strong opinions on a variety of subjects.
Always very interesting to talk to, and we talk about books and movies and politics and everything else, and we just these sort of rambling conversations, and I'm going to miss those.
For the last few years of his life, Dumas battled neuroendocrine cancer, but continued his work on Beetle Bailey and other comic strips right up until last summer. Jerry Dumas died at his home in Greenwich on November 13th. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.